I must return to my very first lover. Like an eye's pupil, he kept me safe. Tall is my beloved like a cedar. I can't sleep when I think of him. How he rescued me from vile hands. How he wed me in all new robes, speaking to me in holy words, honoring me with sacred pact, endowing me with ample boon amidst many joys, delight supreme. Our tryst he stuck for intimacy. Countless lasses in waiting he set to serve me, the choicest foods to fulfill his pledge. In his inner chambers he cleaved to me, while in the courtyards they spiced the air. My royal lover took me into his chambers, and I bathed to purify my scent arousing. He mounted our couch, and between my breasts he laid, embraced me, and held me. And in the wink of an eye it happened all broken, betrayed, as I went off with attitude defiant, mocking and dazed. My lover now disengaged was gone, my guts wrenched, keening for my dear one. What was it that I upset? What drove him away? He is gone, and no comfort left me. How I sought him to no avail, called him to no response. Do turn back, my lord, I wailed. He had gone, and I waited in vain hope, while my heart cried like a sad violin. My eyes' tears did not dry. I lost my dignity. I felt degraded, besmirched, defiled, foul and dirty, thrown, tossed about and despised. Like a young widow, I hoped for the day of comfort. My vulnerable need has turned to frustration. Flames of longing have become a wall. Oh, mercy, please, for one not pitied. Come back, O Shulamit, freed from your hurt, from your desolation. I, your maker, seek to behold you. Come quick. Lift your feet swiftly. Come from Lebanon. We are reconciled. Arouse your love again. I, your lover, will restore you. You shall know clearly the face of your flock. Zion the glorious, do grant her the goodness of your desire. Your devotees will sing and acclaim the adventure. Yes, you heard my voice. You did not avert your ear.